So, Daniel, we've got some exciting news to share with our listeners about the Made Smarter program.
I see. So, what's the big update here?
The UK government has committed £16 million to expand the adoption program to all 9 English regions by 2025-26.
Wow, that is quite a significant investment. So, this means more SME manufacturers will have access to support.
Exactly. This expansion will bring technology advice, leadership training, and skills development to hundreds of thousands more SMEs.
And what about the funding aspect? What kind of financial support is available?
The programme includes grant funding for digital internships and technology projects to help boost productivity and create new high-value jobs.
That's great to hear. What other commitments did the government make in the budget?
They're planning to extend the Made Smarter Innovation Programme with up to £37 million in 2025-26.
Right, and they're also focusing on long-term funding for key sectors.
Yes, with £975 million allocated for aerospace, over £2 billion for the automotive sector, and up to £520 million for a new LIFE, Sciences Innovative Manufacturing Fund.
Let me check the local impact. How has the Made Smarter programme been doing in the Northwest?
Since its launch in 2019, it's engaged with 2,500 manufacturers and funded 379 technology projects.
That's impressive. And what's the expected outcome from those projects?
They're forecast to create over 1,700 new jobs and upskill 3,200 existing roles.
So the adoption programme has already been running in some regions.
Right, since 2022, it's been active in the North East, Yorkshire and the Humber, the West Midlands and East Midlands, as well as a locally funded programme in the West of England.
This expansion to all 9 regions is going to be a game changer for SMEs across the country.
Definitely. With this funding, we should see significant growth and innovation in the manufacturing sector.
It's also great news for decarbonisation efforts, isn't it?
Absolutely. The programme specifically mentions decarbonising SME manufacturers as one of its key objectives.
So what should our listeners be looking out for in the coming months?
They should keep an eye out for the expansion plans in their regions and the specific support packages becoming available.
And for those interested in applying, they'll need to stay updated on the application processes.
Exactly. We'll be sharing more details as they become available.
That's all for now. We'll catch you next time with more updates from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.